Good morning. I'm Mark Allen at Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Scott Hell, a senior technical recruiter at Kforce. Good afternoon, in your case, Scott. How you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thanks. I know it's close to the weekend for you, so we'll try to get you off early here.
All good. No worries.
To start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yes. So I've been in the staffing recruitment industry for about 14 years. Started my journey with Robert Half and then transitioned over to Kforce. And I've been with Kforce for about 10 plus years now. Mostly what I do is just staff technology professionals, both on consulting and full-time basis, pretty much across the nation now, thanks to this remote flexibility that we were able to get.
Tell us what Kforce does. It sounds like you are a staffing company, but do you have any specialties, or who is your typical type of customer?
So no specific specialties. Typical customer, I would say, I would range them in more of a small to medium sized companies. Mm-hmm. Although we do quite a bit of work with larger firms as well, but it's really across the gamut, you know. Mm-hmm. But I would say majority of them are startups, technology companies, really across different sectors too. Mm-hmm. And then I have some big clients like Blackstone being one of them, where it's fairly large, and then we do a lot of work in the healthcare space, and mm-hmm. especially from a consulting standpoint, but it's really across the board.
Mm, very interesting. So, I mean, you mentioned, you know, things opening up with COVID. I mean, there's been pros and cons obviously to COVID. So it sounds like one of the pros was it opened up where you can recruit from, right? And to.
Yes, absolutely. I know from our business has gone up tremendously. I mean, recently we had an incident where a candidate was based out of the state of Washington. The client is based in Texas, and I'm sitting here in New York. Mm. That would have never happened before, or it was on a one-off basis. But now we're seeing a tremendous uptake across our business lines, where we're getting business from different parts of the country. And I think it's a... we weren't ready for it when it first happened, right? But then, you know, we started talking to folks from different parts of the country, and it was actually a lot of fun, and we got to see how we now have access to different talent, right, that we didn't have before. So I think that was great.
Well, and then, so before COVID, does that mean, like, since you're in New York, could you only recruit talent from New York for customers in New York, or was it slightly different?
No, we were able to do it, but we just, like, I wouldn't get a lot of business from other markets as much, but now we do, you know. Now we get referrals from other markets. Hey, I have a client based out of Tennessee, you know, or, you know, but they're looking for remote data scientists, you know, so it just opened up this new landscape for us. We were able to recruit people before from other markets. I mean, we have a central database that's being shared by all our Kforce employees. But now it's just a little bit more fluid. You know, there's a lot more sharing going on across different markets.
And is it safe to say that your customers, the companies, are now more open to remote work now that they've been doing it for over a year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're not only open, they're embracing it. They see the value. But then there's some they want to go back to the old ways, you know. At the minimum, we're at a point now they're starting to assess that. I know internally at Kforce we're also having those discussions. But the general feedback that I'm getting is hybrid model is the preference for a lot of these firms. We have a few clients where they really want to go back to the old ways, 4 or 5 days per week in the office. So, but outside of that, I think hybrid model is what a lot of companies are shooting for.
Interesting. Well, when you say that you still have some clients that want to go back to the old model, do you think that will make them less competitive in the job market since they are not offering that hybrid capability?
I think so. I think it depends. Like, they know that they're going to lose talent. They're going to have a hard time attracting talent. And I think it's just unfortunate. I think you have to shift with the new normal that we're a part of now. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not saying, you know, there are going to be challenges around it, right? Like, you know, when you are working remote, it's not easy to, so there are pros and cons, but I think balance is key, mm-hmm. you know, balance is key, especially now we're used to a certain way of living. Our habits have changed. Our buying habits have changed. Purchasing habits have changed. So some folks have bought real estate way outside of where they used to live. So what about those folks now, right? They can't just show up to 4 or 5 days per week work. So we'll see. It's a moving target, but it's companies are discussing it.
Yeah. No, I talk to, you know, executives all the time. And do you think it's more common if you're in a bigger, you know, tech center like San Francisco, New York, or Austin, that they are more likely to want the people to come in, or this is just all over the board?
It's all over the board. I think it really comes down to the way the organization is running, what they value, how the remote model will fit into their organization. So I know some firms, it's causing turnover. Mm-hmm. You know, they're experiencing that. Because folks are a little bit less invested in the company, you know, mm-hmm. and they're, because we're missing that, you know, one-on-one interaction, the being in the office, collaborating with everyone and so forth. So that's the challenge that I think they're going through.
And it sounds like what you're saying is there's companies are realizing there's pros and cons, and they're really grappling with it right now, where to go, especially now that we're starting to open up, correct?
Right, right. Yeah, they are. And we haven't gotten a confirmation yet from a lot of our clients that, okay, going forward, this is what we're going to do. But they're starting to set expectations that, hey, let the new hire know that they're going to be expected to come on site at least 2-3 days per week. They're phrasing it that way, more of a hybrid setup. In fact, I was just on a call with a client before our podcast, and they're hiring a director. And they said, look, the candidate has to be in the office twice a week. So I said, okay, that's great. Who else is going to be in the office? Hmm. Well, the developers are not going to be there. They're all remote. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, what he or she is going to do in the office then? So. And that's a classic example with that firm. It's just in that, you know, mm-hmm. they were very traditional company. And if it wasn't for COVID, there's absolutely no way you would be working remote in that organization. Mm-hmm. But we're at the minimum, I think they would want people to come to the office at least 2-3 days per week, or they're going to start limiting the talent pool to the, you know, to the geography that where the company is. So for example, in this case, they only want to see talent from New York, New Jersey metro area. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go past that. So in the event when they do change that model, they want to make sure that the candidate can come on site.
So, I mean, it actually is kind of limiting when you think about it, because I mean, 2 or 3 days a week is the same as 5.
Right. Right.
You know, depending upon geography, like in your case, you know, New York, there's a big difference between going into the office 2 or 3 days a week and 5 days a week, and the same in San Francisco, as you know, because of traffic and just transportation, right?
Oh, you broke up. Yeah.
I was going to say, in cities like San Francisco and New York, where we live, 2 to 3 days a week is a big difference is a lot different than 5 days a week, because to deal with transportation 2 or 3 days a week doesn't seem as bad as 5 days a week. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And listen, I'm all about, I mean, I love remote work. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's tremendous value in that, but it also depends on, you know, I don't think it's for everyone, mm-hmm. that particular setup. The turnover is a big concern that mm-hmm. we're starting to see. So balance is important. Balance is important. How we achieve that's the big question. But I think there's just, let's put it this way, they're more positive to working remote mm-hmm. than going to the office 5 days per week.
And just out of curiosity, what do you think Kforce will do? You think you'll be able to continue working from home, or do you think you'll have to go into an office, I'm assuming in Manhattan?
Yeah, well, so Kforce is very open-minded about this. We're very I would like to say they're very caring about when it comes to these things, very sensitive to people's needs, et cetera. My guess would be hybrid model. That's something we're still assessing. For me personally, even before COVID, I was working in a hybrid mode. So for me, it wasn't much of a transition. Mm-hmm. But I think as a firm wide, we're probably looking at it as a hybrid option. You know, and obviously spacing has to be important, right? Like the office space and how are we going to be. So there are a lot of things that they're still evaluating, but hybrid is probably the way they're going to go.
Interesting. So if you were to give one piece of advice to the potential customer of yours, what would it be when it comes to remote? Would you say, hey, if you can do it, go for it because you're going to open up the talent pool, or go to the hybrid?
Depending on how their teams are set up. Mm-hmm. So definitely go remote route or at the minimum hybrid route, right? Mm-hmm. But come up with ways to interact with your team. Mm-hmm. That's really important. So for example, recently I suggested to one of the startups the CTO was telling me about turnover in his company and he hasn't seen in so many years. So I had shared with him a few ideas about maybe meeting in groups in an outdoor setting, maybe 2-3 times a month, mm-hmm. Getting everyone together. And listen, even if you have to fly someone or put them in a hotel, it's still cheaper mm-hmm. than what you were paying before that.
Yeah.
So I think as long as the human interaction is going in person, if you can mix that, I think it can work out, but it really depends on a lot of different variables. Certain skill set, you have no choice. Almost 90% of the pool is interested in remote work, only 100% remote. So I think finding that balance and how we can keep everyone engaged. Onboarding is a big issue, right? Like keeping the new hire engaged with the team and with your process. That's really important, mm-hmm. So if you can find creative ways to do that, I think it can work.
Okay. Well, Scott, I really want to thank you for your time today. I know it's almost the weekend there.
Yes.
So I don't know what the weather's like there right now, but.
Beautiful. Weather is beautiful here.
Well, have a great weekend then.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was a privilege. Thank you so much for inviting me, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you.